Vehicles, marching bands, your city council, yours truly, and fun galore. Visit FlorishandMow.com and we'll see you there.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hey there. You see that thing on top of your car? That's a metaphor for the strain dirty deposits put on your engine. But new BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean your engine. With continual use, it can give you more miles per tank. Whoa, easy there, buddy. I'm excited too, but let's show a little restraint. That's better. New BP gasoline with Invigorate. Our best fuel ever. Versus minimum detergent gas, average restored 3 to 5 miles per tank based on fleet testing. Requires continuous use based on what you drive and how you drive.
Get set to save now at your local Kubota dealer. Take on the tough jobs in a tractor you'll be proud to own. A powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower, high-quality construction, and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years. Now through June 30th, 2016. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about costs and terms.
Visit MissouriKubotaDealers.com or IllinoisKubotaDealers.com.
Shop Kohl's this Thursday through Sunday and take an extra 20% off with your friends and family savings pass. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
Norman, turn down that music. Mom, I'm writing a hit song. We'll see. The Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. That's Norman Greenbaum. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Ian Geis here in the studio with me. And now your chance to join us, hit song or not. You can call to play the Harris Challenge as long as you haven't been on in the last 60 days. 314-969-KTRS and 1-888-550-KTRS. I will tell you that there will be moms and horses showing up in today's challenge. If you'd like to play along, now's your chance to get in here and play for fabulous prizes. Chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Right, Paul. We have 1 dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
These are great, tremendous donuts.
Donuts.
They have two locations.
Donuts.
One in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
I saw some empty boxes in the kitchen trash can back there today.
What?
So apparently somebody had some Old Town Donuts today and finished them all before we got here.
Well, did they leave them near the salespeople?
Yep.
Well, yes. Of course, anything in the kitchen is...
Of course there weren't any left for us.
That's why.
Vultures.
All right. Also, Peroni's Pizza. We have a gift card from Peroni's Pizzeria. They have two locations in Florissant and in St. Peter's at 70 and 79. Also from Werenberg Theaters.
Werenberg.
We have free movie passes for you. And if you get them all correct.
Yes, all 5 questions would be a clean sweep. You get a bonus.
That's right. For the clean sweep, you get a gift certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway in Manchester and Baldwin. Candici's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, and pizza delivery. Go to Candici's.net.
And tell them Corny sent you.
Yes.
So those are the prizes you're playing for today, and let's meet our first contestant who's going to have a shot at them. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Paul. How are you, sir?
Doing fine. As a contestant on the Harris Challenge, you get the 5-second cheap plug opportunity where you can suck up to the boss, shout out to the family, or use it for your prearranged commercial endorsement big dollar deal.
Well, thanks, Paul. Currently, I'm selling computers out of my father's garage, and I'd like to give a shout-out to my co-worker, Lloyd Brown. Lloyd, I sold 2 more today.
Tom, does Dad know that you're selling computers out of his garage?
I think he's in on it, but he's a little upset with my production. I haven't been doing too good.
Okay.
Lloyd Braun. That's a Seinfeld episode.
Reference, yeah.
It's?
Yes.
Who was Lloyd Braun?
Lloyd Braun was,
went to school, I think, with George.
Yeah, went to school with George or something, and they were selling computers out of
Frank's garage.
Yeah, Frank's garage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Lloyd was also part of the New York Yankees organization for a brief time, too, but that didn't work out.
And okay. He was Mayor Dinkins' assistant.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Seinfeld tonight on Channel 2. Or 11, or whatever it's on now. I don't know. All right, Tom, we have three categories that are going to come popping out here as soon as I push the button to start the semi-random category computer. And, of course, you'll get to choose which of those three you'd like. We're going to have a total of five categories because we're going to have five contestants, but the first three are yours to choose from, led, of course, by our most topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Category two, Happy Seis de Mayo. Or Showbiz Moms, because Mother's Day is Sunday.
I think we should go with Let's Have You Been Paying Attention.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Tom. You got to do 8 or better out of the 15 possible points to win. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Before Donald Trump, who was the last person to become a major party presidential candidate without serving an elected office first?
Ben Carson?
Dwight Eisenhower. What's different about a French teacher hired by Energy Institute High School in Houston? A, he doesn't speak French. B, he's a robot. Or C, he's transgender.
Robot.
No, he doesn't speak French except for bonjour. According to the Social Security Administration, what is the popular name for baby boys in the U.S. for the third year in a row? Is it Noah, Liam, or Bernie?
Well, I'm partial to time, but I guess I have to go with Liam.
It was Noah. As of this week, what is now legal in all 50 states? Same-sex adoption, buying alcohol on Sunday, or a $9 minimum wage?
Buying alcohol on Sunday.
Same-sex adoption. And we never got to the five-pointer, which I'll just give you, and we'll see if you can get any points here at all, Tom. Okay. For 1 point each, name 5 of the 6 classic rock acts that are going to perform at a festival in California this October, as announced this week.
Whoa.
Let's see. Paul McCartney might be one.
That's right.
And Deep Purple?
No. Want me to just tell you?
Yeah, go ahead, tell me.
Bob Dylan, the Rolling Stones, Neil Young, Roger Waters, The Who, and you're right about Paul McCartney, which saves you from the big goose egg there, but I'm only giving
I'm sorry, Paul, go ahead.
Thank you. I'm only giving you a half point because you got it after the buzzer.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul.
You're very welcome. But as you know, Tom, on the Harris Challenge, when you don't win, you have to be punished. And so today, we're going to go to a song that was originally recorded by the Diamonds, a doo-wop group, in 1957. But this version is not by the Diamonds. That was a hit. This was not. This would be Warren Beatty and Dustin Hoffman as the singing duo Rogers and Clark from the 1987 movie Ishtar.
Please welcome Rogers and Clark.
Oh, horrible.
Okay, all right, he's right, that is enough.
Who was that again, Paul?
Oopa Oopa,
Tom. Have a good weekend. Thanks for playing.
You too, guys. Take care now. Bye-bye.
All right. By the way, Dan, nice pickup on the Seinfeld references. It completely went over my head.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to contestant number two here. Todd, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
5 seconds to plug something.
I have nothing to plug.
All right. Here are your category choices. Happy Seis de Mayo, or Showbiz Moms, or our new third category, Horses Not Running in the Kentucky Derby Tomorrow.
Oh, God. Let's go with Showbiz Moms.
All right.
I'm going to blow all three.
That's the confidence we like on the Harris Challenge, Todd. 60 seconds. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Casablanca star is the mother of Isabella Rossellini? Which Jurassic Park star is Diane Ladd the mother of? Which Shakespeare in Love star is Blythe Danner the mother of?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Correct. In what movie did Rob Reiner's mother, Estelle, have the line, "I'll have what she's having"?
Oh, that would be When Harry Met Sally.
Correct. Which of these Martin Scorsese movies did his mother, Catherine, not appear in? Casino, Taxi Driver, or Goodfellas?
Taxi Driver.
Correct. Back to the one-pointer. Which Casablanca star is the mother of Isabella Rossellini?
Ingrid Bergman.
Correct. Which Jurassic Park star is Diane Ladd the mother of? You know what? We started off slow, and then you picked up, and I actually thought you were going to come around the bend there and get them all.
I can picture the person, but I can't pull the name out.
Her name is Laura Dern.
Dern, yes.
Yeah, Bruce Dern.
Horrible actress. She ruined that movie for me.
I didn't think she was that bad.
Oh, she can't act her way out of a wet paper bag.
Man,
terrible.
You know, if you get the Jurassic Park DVD director's cut, they have some deleted scenes. There's one with her in a wet paper bag. You should really go. I think it'll change your mind about Laura Dern, Todd.
No, I just can't get over the face. I'm sorry.
Oh, all man. Right.
Holy cow.
I'm sorry. You just ruined it for me.
If Frank were here right now, would be hearing what the world needs now is love, sweet love. 13 points for you, though, Todd. Congratulations.
Well, the other thing, you know who her father was?
Bruce Dern.
Yeah. Woo! That says it all.
Happy Mother's Day, Todd. Hang on, Dan. I'll tell you what you get for your prizes today while I go on to contestant number three. Hello, Casey.
Hello, gang. AM to PM.
Thank you.
I just want to say Todd is not a Dern fan.
I've never heard somebody take such a hard stance on Laura Dern before.
What did Laura Dern ever do to him? Wow. You want to plug something there, Casey?
Just happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Okay. Happy Seis de Mayo is category number one. Horses not running in the Kentucky Derby tomorrow is number two. Or you can have our new third category, What's Mom's Name? That's a showbiz category.
Good Lord. Okay, how about just number one?
Happy Seis de Mayo.
Sure.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. These are things that happened on previous May 6th. Let's play the Harris Challenge. For what team did Babe Ruth hit his first home run May 6, 1915?
The Red Sox.
Correct. What was the name of the German airship that famously crashed and burned in Lakehurst, New Jersey, May 6, 1937?
Zeppelin.
The Hindenburg.
Hindenburg.
On May 6, 1946, what was the first Major League Baseball team to travel by plane? The Cardinals, the Yankees, or the Senators?
The Cardinals.
The Yankees. What two countries are linked by the Channel Tunnel, which opened May 6th, 1994?
Panama.
Which two countries?
And, Guatemala, I don't know. Guam?
England and France. On May 6th, 2002, what became the first movie to have a $100 million opening weekend? Was it Minority Report, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, or Spider-Man?
Harry Potter.
It was Spider-Man. Casey, you got 1 point for the Boston Red Sox. The good news is that's twice as many points as Tom got, because we only gave him a half. And that means you have to be punished as well by Rogers and Clark, a.k.a. Beatty and Hoffman.
It's not that bad.
Okay. Casey, thank you very much for playing.
Thanks.
Have a great weekend. Let's meet our fourth contestant for today. Hello, Robert.
Hey, Paul, AM and PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Want to plug anything?
Hey, Dan and Neon, how you doing?
Very good, thank
great,
you.
Great, Robert.
Good.
What do you want to plug?
Go Blues and... Is the Chump and Hillary the best America has to offer?
You'll have to tune into Larry Connor's show tonight for the answer to that. 9 o'clock okay. Central Time on most of these KTRS stations. Let's see what we've got here, Robert. Horses not running in the Kentucky Derby tomorrow, or what's mom's name?
Oh, man.
That's the easiest question I'm going to ask you.
I don't know. I don't watch movies go out anymore, so I'll do the horse.
Okay.
Kentucky Derby thing.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who had a hit song in 2004 called Black Horse and the Cherry Tree?
Cherry Tree, I'll say Prince.
K.T. Tunstall. What was the name of the horse that was the only non-Indian survivor of Custer's last stand in 1876? Was it Comanche, Geronimo, or Duke?
The first one, Comanche.
Comanche is right. Which of the Beatles recorded a solo album called Dark Horse?
George Harrison.
Correct. Who played the title role in the 1979 movie The Electric Horseman?
Robert Redford.
Correct. Which band had a top 40 hit in 1971 called Horse with No Name?
America.
That's 14 points, Robert. Nicely done. Congratulations.
But I gotta say, what was the answer to the first one?
It was a woman by the name of K.T. Tunstall, who first hit was called Black Horse and the Cherry Tree. Yeah. It was a smash hit in 2004. Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Well, we're recording Dan, and we'll use it as a future punishment music. So you'll be guaranteed to hear it again. Robert, hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes while I bring in our final contestant today, and that's you, Michael. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You want to plug something?
I just want to say, let's go Blues.
Okay. The only category left here is a showbiz category called What's Mom's Name? We've got 60 seconds on the clock, so let's play the Harris Challenge. Who is Pebbles Flintstone's mother?
Wilma.
Correct. Who gave birth to Chastity Bono?
Cher.
Correct. Who did Liza Minnelli call Mom?
Judy Garland.
Correct. Whose first child was Lourdes Chacon?
Madonna.
Correct. For the clean sweep now, Michael, who was Julian Lennon's mother?
Cynthia Lennon.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you win the Harris Challenge. All five correct. 15 points, a clean sweep. You've done it. So you're going to get the bonus prize of dinner on us at Candice's. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And that's how we play the Harris Challenge. You can check the archives on harrisonline.com for previous Harris Challenges you may have missed, or come back and play the next one live next Friday afternoon around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS. And incidentally, you can listen to us anywhere in the world for free via the free KTRS app. As I told somebody yesterday, this is a great thing to listen to if you're in a place that doesn't have great reception, or if you're traveling outside of our coverage area and you want to take us with you. You take the KTRS app, you put it on your smartphone, and when you open that app, the audio starts up almost instantaneously. I think it's like maybe 3 seconds, and the audio comes streaming through to you in great digital quality. Download the free KTRS app now from the iTunes, from the App Store on iPhones, or from the Google Play Store, and then join us here every day on the Big 550 KTRS. Meep, meep.
All right, let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, it looks like they just opened up the lanes on eastbound 70 just before 270. I'm looking at the live camera now, and it looks like everything is moving pretty well. Now, we do have some heavy traffic, extremely heavy traffic on westbound 370. I can't see any incident that's causing it, but you're running pretty well, really slow pockets now between the Earth City Expressway, and that goes all the way out through Elm. Eastbound Highway 40 drivers, you're slowing from Chesterfield Parkway West up through Mason. Going to be heavy again from Lindbergh all the way in through Big Bend. Southbound 170 getting a little bit better. You're slow Delmar down through Highway 40. No change downtown. Eastbound 40 heavy from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 55, that looks a bit better now. You're just slow in pockets now from Weber Road through Revis Barracks. And southbound 270, pretty solid still. Page down through Doherty Ferry. This report brought to you by GAF Roofing. Roofing contractors, it's pro appreciation Construction Week at Lowe's. Stop by your local Lowe's and get 10% off select GAF roofing accessories. Sale ends today. See store for details. Void where prohibited. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 2250-95. When severe weather strikes, turn first to your official weather station.
The Big 550. KTRS.
KTRS.
Depend on it.
Attention taxpayers. If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try to handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact. The government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. This tax hotline will help tell you about new programs to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 1-800-597-4977. That's 1-800-597-4977. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. Stop the collection process immediately. Call this special tax hotline today for free info at 1-800-597-4977. That's 1-800-597-4977.
If you could quickly and painlessly clear your psoriasis or vitiligo, would you?
No matter how big the psoriasis is, no matter how small the psoriasis, we can help you.
Ashley is a clinical specialist for Extract, the amazing in-office treatment for psoriasis and vitiligo that's clinically proven to show immediate results with up to 95% clearance.
What my patients love most about the Extract treatments is it's safe, it's FDA cleared, and they're seeing results very quickly.
End the embarrassing, painful patches and discoloration with Extract. There's no medications, no topical ointments, and virtually no side effects. Extract uses light to transform your skin and change your life. It's covered by all major insurances and Medicare, and will help you find a doctor close by.
I love what I do. I love coming in every day and making a difference in patients' lives. It's amazing.
Call now to live Extract Clear. Call 800-761-6141. That's 800-761-6141. 800-761-6141. Or visit xtracradio.com. Qualified patients, certain restrictions apply. Results may vary.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. Hi, I'm Inc. magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my brand new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because we all know another market crash could be right around the corner. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough, and since then I discovered a way to grow money potentially double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free copy and talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose when the next stock market crash hits, all while building a tax-advantaged retirement. Call 800-203-9898 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 1-800-203-9898. 1-800-203-9898. That's 1-800-203-9898.
The next time you're in your basement, look up. What do you see? If it's a vast expanse of pipes, ducts, wires, and the supports of the floor above, it's not exactly what you'd call attractive.
Ew!
And if your basement is also your man cave, the horrible acoustics from all that stuff above your head makes your electronics sound terrible, even with the best sound system. You need the experts. From the Ceiling Center. The Ceiling Center specializes in ceilings, as well as flooring for your basement. They do commercial as well as residential projects. The Ceiling Center installs metal ceilings, acoustical ceilings, even decals of your favorite sports teams. They also install all types of flooring, like carpeting, hardwood, and tile. And here's the good part. The Ceiling Center has more variety than those big box stores, with over 20 different tiles on display, all at lower prices than those big box stores. The Ceiling Center has been owned by the same family since 1987 and has a reputation for doing ceilings and floors right the first time. Change your basement from
ew
to
nice
with the help of the Ceiling Center on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of I-270. Online at theceilingcenter.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
The 2016 St. Louis FC season has kicked off with huge crowds at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park. Next up is the cross-state rival, the Swope Park Rangers from Kansas City, on Saturday, May 7th. Be a part of the excitement and get your tickets now. Professional soccer is back. For season tickets or individual game tickets, call 636-680-0999. 636-680-0999. Or go to stlouisfc.com.
Everybody needs a good butcher. My butcher, Menino's. But why? Well, you get great hands-on service, not to mention customized cuts of beef and great information so you'll never mess up. Menino's Market has lean baby back ribs, $4.29 a pound, as well as a huge selection of choice Angus beef. They have a large selection of potatoes, pasta salad, and don't forget about the warm homemade French bread all day long. Menino's in Cotterville, and for catering, meninosmarket.com.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's the Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ArcaMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem. ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
Hi, Terry Hall here. Spring is coming, and so is the time to sell that house. Yours, maybe mom's or dad's. But first, it's all about getting it ready to get the most money with the least work involved. Call me, Terry Hall, and let's walk through and figure out the easiest way for you to get the most money for your home. No obligation, no commitment, just good info. Call me, Terry Hall, 314-220-0524. That's 314-220-0524. And listen to This Week in Real Estate right here on the Big 550 KTRS, Sundays at 1 p.m.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
And a magnificent Friday it is in St. Louis. 80 degrees, sunny, blue skies. Nice way to kick off Mother's Day weekend. This portion of the show is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Ian Geis are here with me. And now from Southern California, let's hear it for Mike Evans.
Oh, give it up.
Well, first of all, I see today little Paul Harris.
How are you?
I can't. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Parkway's question, since 2009, of the 14 finalists who made it to the end of the Big Loser, Biggest Loser TV show, how many of the 14 have gained most of their weight back?
Ooh.
None of them. Five of them. Eight of them. 13 of the 14 of them. Answer in a minute. Four movie reviews.
Wow, you know, we only have one movie opening here in St. Louis today, the cartoon movie. Not, I mean, the comic movie. What do you got?
Captain America, The Civil War Reunites.
That's the one.
Robert Downey Jr., Scarlett Johansson, Chris Evans, Don Cheadle, they're back fighting evil, PG-13, 2.5 hours, 3 full stars.
Are you a comic book movie kind of guy?
Yeah, I'm not that kind of guy, but I enjoy them.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't like it.
I didn't see it. I'm not my kind of movie.
Next, Family Fang. See, I'm working, so I have to go see whatever is going to come out. That's the way I am. That's the way I conduct myself and take care of my bees.
And that's why you get the big bucks.
Am I supposed to be getting paid?
Wait a minute.
Next movie is called Family Fang. It is absolutely hilarious, avant-garde, and extremely thought-provoking. Nicole Kidman, Jason Bateman, Christopher Walken, fabulous, rated R, 145, length, and 3 full stars.
Okay.
Next one is called Deepin.
Deepin?
D-H-E-E-P-A-N. Deepin.
Okay.
Huh. It's about refugees from Sri Lanka and the tragedy that follows them to Paris, where there's more violence awaiting. It's a tearjerker. It's a true story. I only go to maybe one or subtitle movies a year.
Mm-hmm.
This is subtitles.
Mm-hmm.
Rated R, 140 minutes, 3 full stars.
Wow.
So, 3 movies, 3 stars. Now, the 4th movie, and I've saved the best for last.
Wow.
Dark Horse. It's a docudrama, true story, about some friends that hung out every night at an Irish pub. And they decided, way out in the country, decided to pull their money together and buy a racehorse.
Mm-hmm.
PG, 90 minutes long, 4 stars.
Whoa, Dark Horse.
Dark Horse.
Okay.
So I just live a few miles from the mega concert taking place in Palm Springs. It's called Desert Trip. You heard about it. Paul McCartney, The Who, Rolling Stones, Bob Dylan, and others. They say over 100,000 more, plus, are going to be here. So like Clash asked in their my favorite song, Should I Stay or Should I Go?
Sounds like an Airbnb opportunity for you, Mike.
What's that mean?
It means you get people
rent out a room in your house.
Yeah, charge them $1,000 a night. Yeah,
I could probably do that. Oh, I know. I mean, we opened our doors, so it would absolutely
let them pinch a tit by the pool in the backyard.
I'm sorry, do what?
I thought he said let them pinch a tit. No,
that's what I heard.
Pinch a tent. The old phrase, pitch a tent and camping.
You're ruining my show. You're making my show. I might give it to a rated R.
Yeah, he's turning it disgusting.
Yes.
Don't let him talk about your wife that way. That's horrible.
So, you know, here's the deal. I've seen all these acts multiple times. So, Cheryl and I that weekend will be spending the quiet weekend down in San Diego at the beach.
Ah. Just get away from it, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's going to be just a madhouse.
It will be. And you just live a few miles away? Forget about it. We went Stagecoach. We didn't go to Stagecoach, but we went over to this breakfast place that we eat at. It's about 3 miles from the house.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden on Palm Canyon, it's like bumper to bumper. And I go, what in the world is going on here? And I went, oh, my goodness. We're about a half a mile from Stagecoach. This is Stagecoach crap.
Stagecoach? What's that?
Stagecoach is one of the biggest outdoor country. It follows Coachella.
Oh.
And okay. Also draws a lot of people.
Wow.
Okay, crazy story in the New York Post. And the headline, it's above a story that in the country Turkey, the mating call of the C-A-C-O-P-H-O-N-O-U-S, the cacophonous toads. These toads' mating calls so loud you can hear them a half a mile away.
Man.
New York Post headline screamed, shut the frog up.
Mm-hmm.
You like it?
That's pretty good.
I like it. I'm betting on one long shot tomorrow in the Kentucky Derby, Trojan Nation. 50 to one shot. 50. Cheryl's betting $10,000 on Creator, horse Creator.
Creator?
Yeah.
I don't know any of the horses in the race. I haven't heard about any of them.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Have you heard since 2009-14 finalists who made it to the end of The Biggest Loser, have you heard how many have gained most of their weight back? None, 5, 8, or 13?
What do you think, Dan?
I'll go 13.
Yeah. 8.
8.
Answer is 13. Maybe I can get the Bowie to sing along because it's Aloha Friday. Nowhere to Monday. We're going to play the Aloha Friday. Lily O'Kalani.
Oh.
Thought we were going to get a bogey solo there for just a second. Thank you, Mike. Knuckleheads of the News coming up in a minute or so. First, I have to tell you 2 poker stories. As you may have heard me mention in the past, I'm a poker player. And there's an old expression about Poker players who chase straights and flushes arrive in limos and go home in buses. So that brings me to two stories I heard from friends this week. One of them, I changed the names here. One of them involves a guy named Rick, who told me a story from 10 years ago when he and another St. Louisan named Wayne both won a tournament that gave him entry into a World Poker Tour event in Reno, Nevada. They got a $5,000 buy-in of the tournament, and they also got $6,000 in cash for travel and other expenses. So Rick booked a round-trip flight for about $400 plus a room at the hotel. But Wayne, the other guy, was so cheap that instead of buying an airline ticket, he bought a round-trip Greyhound bus ticket for under $200. Okay, he was saving money, but remember, it's not like he couldn't afford it. They gave him $6K.
Yeah.
Even worse, the trip from here to Reno 10 years ago on Greyhound stopped at every podunk town with a stop sign. It took almost 4 days.
Oh.
Because it's not an express. And if you believe time is money, Wayne was wasting a lot of it, all to save a couple of $100. But here's the best part of the story. Wayne busted out of the tournament pretty quickly and then went and played in cash games and lost the rest of the $6,000.
Oh.
And then he's got, how'd you like to be sitting next to him on the Greyhound bus back?
Oh.
Now, here's the other story. This involves two friends. I'll call them Adam and Gary. They went down to Tunica, Mississippi. And they shared a room in a motel. Not in one of the casino hotels, but in a motel nearby. Because they're cheap. And the rooms in the motel, under $100 a night. And they, you know, chop it up. It's less than $50 a night.
Yeah.
And they knew each other pretty well, but they had never traveled together before. So they go and they play in some cash games during the day. And then they go back to the room that night. They go to sleep in their separate beds. And it's not long before Adam starts snoring, which keeps Gary awake. Now, Gary is a cranky guy to begin with, and the fact that he couldn't sleep did not make things better. And before long, Gary throws a pillow at Adam on the other bed, wakes him up, and says, "Stop snoring!" as if Adam's doing it on purpose. This happens a half a dozen times during the night. Neither of them gets much shut-eye because of this. And in the morning, they leave the room early. They're mad at each other. They're not well-rested. Good way to start a day full of poker, yes. Right? Still, they each made some money that day, and when they finally went back to the room that night, Adam started bitching about the snoring again. So Gary grabbed the pillows off of his bed and told Adam, "I'm going to go sleep in the bathtub," which he did that night and for the next couple of nights as well, as long as they were down there. Now, these are both middle-aged men, neither of whom fits comfortably in a bathtub, believe me. So when they told me this story, I pictured this scene and I burst out laughing. And they said, "What is so funny?" And I pointed out to them that they were each playing in poker games during the day with hundreds of dollars on the table and thousands of dollars in their pockets. But neither one of them thought, "Why doesn't one of us go down to the front desk and just get another room for $80, whatever it is?"
Yeah.
No, they can't do that because they're too cheap. I just thought that those stories were just perfect stories about guys I know who play poker. All right, now let's get to knuckleheads in the news. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company. Call them at 314-652-3456 or download the STL Taxi app and have a cab come to your place from Laclede. Spanning the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in Alliance, Ohio, where alleged drug dealer Steve Notman was caught on video selling crystal meth. He's got a history of drug arrests, and he also has a clientele who text him and call him so often that it was getting in the way of the cops checking his phone as part of the investigation. They had to put a message on Facebook saying, "We have Steve's phone, and we're trying to read all of your texts requesting drugs. We're going through all of his contacts with his permission, but you keep calling and texting, and it's really annoying." The calls and texts were not only interrupting the police work, they also weren't going to help anybody who needed drugs because Steve was in the police station. The cops finished their Facebook message with, "First of all, he's all out of drugs for tonight. Second of all, you don't need to call. We will come to you soon enough." They also said, "Steve has a really annoying ringtone." Story number two, Miami Beach, Florida. Several people called the cops to report a man exposing himself to people on the beach. One witness said he watched the suspect bother several adults and even a couple of children. The parents then called the authorities. When the cops showed up, the man ran down the beach. I don't mean north on the beach or south on the beach in Miami. He went east on the beach into the Atlantic Ocean. That's his getaway route. Finally, he must have realized this is not going to work, and he turned left and went north for about 11 blocks. The cops just went along the beach. And when he came out of the water, they took him in. In Ocala, Florida, a highway patrol trooper spotted a man driving recklessly down I-75. When he pulled over the driver, Jose Moncada, the cops smelled alcohol on his breath, arrested him for DUI. A few minutes later, Jose's sister, Ursilia, drives up in her car. She starts arguing with the trooper, who's arresting her brother. But she had alcohol on her breath, too, so... Yeah, they're both going away for DUI. Thanks to contributor Matt Burrows for this story from Des Moines, Iowa, where Ryan Dixon went for an interview with a cab company Monday morning, but he had a little trouble parking his car. As he was trying to back into his space from parallel parking, he hit another car, and then he straightened out, and he pulled forward and crashed into the car in front of him, and he went back and forth while a woman watched this. She called the cops. The cops showed up, asked him if he'd been drinking. He denied it at first, but then admitted, well, I was drinking last night until about 2 o'clock in the morning. And then I went to the hospital because I overconsumed the alcohol, and they let me go about 8 o'clock this morning, and I immediately went and had a fifth of vodka, and then I came over here because I need a job. Needless to say, he failed a field sobriety test, blew a .273 on a breath test. No word on whether he went back after he sobered up to try to get that cab driving job. And our final story today comes from Owensboro, Kentucky, where the owner of a tobacco store called Tobacco Road has put up a sign saying, quote, "Due to rising temperatures, we will not be accepting boob or sock money," unquote. The owner says she is sick of people handing over soggy, sweaty bills that they keep in their socks and bras. So she instituted a new policy and will no longer accept stinky, sweaty money. They even put a sign under the other sign saying, "We know some of you like to bring in soggy money. You dig deep into your not so-called pockets to bring me nasty money. We don't want it. We won't accept it anymore." The other customers think this is hysterical, and business has gone up with dry, not-so-stanky money. And those are your knuckleheads of the news for today here on the Big 550 KTRS. Hope you have a wonderful Mother's Day weekend. I'll be back here next Friday. Of course, Frank will be here Monday through Thursday of next week. We've got Fox 2 News coming up at 6, followed by Jim Huer and Brandon Weesey with the sports show, and then Larry Connors tonight at 9. On behalf of Ian and Dan and Colin and Mike and Tim and all of us here who work on the large morning show in the afternoon Friday edition, I'm Paul Harris. Thanks for listening. Meet me.
And we're going to get a final check on traffic as we head into the weekend. Here's Tim Weiland.
Boy, it started out a mess, but things are starting to wind down finally on the highways. They have cleared the accident eastbound 70 before 270. Now, you still have slow traffic from 94 through the Earth City Expressway. Baseball traffic coming in on eastbound 40, 141 through Mason. Now you're slow from Ballas in through Big Bend. On southbound 170, it's a bit heavy now from Ladue down through Highway 40. Southbound 270 from 40 down through Doherty Ferry. Also on 141, Big Bend through Highway 44. And it looks like on eastbound 270, we're slow Lindbergh through New Florissant. And then from West Florissant out through Belt Fountain. And this traffic report, it is brought to you by Staples. Staples has low prices every day on the office items you use most, like ink and paper, coffee, snacks. And with their new price cuts on ink and toner, you'll save even more. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
The sweet sound of a squeaky clean engine. It's like music to my ears. Oh, and that's a dirty engine. It's what happens when you use ordinary fuels that leave behind dirty deposits. But new BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean your engine. With continual use, it can give you more miles per tank. Oh, much better. New BP gasoline with Invigorate. Our best fuel ever. Versus minimum detergent gas, average restored 3 to 5 miles per tank based on fleet testing. Requires continuous use based on what you drive and how you drive.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
When the road looks rough ahead.
nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said, or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, not enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for tonight. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
Thanks for calling.
Hi, Dan.
Bye,
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Tonight, police need your help tracking down two suspects who robbed and sexually assaulted a Belleville woman.
Why a father thinks it was no accident that his son was struck and killed while riding his scooter along a rural highway.
A day of fun ends in injury after a ride malfunctions at Six Flags.
And a black bear is poached in Jefferson County. The charges the person responsible will face.
You know those new scoreboards at Busch Stadium? You've got to see them in pink. Tonight, a preview of Mother's Day at the ballpark. And wait until you meet who's throwing out the first pitch.
But first on Fox 2 News at 6, a frightening crime in Belleville.
Investigators say that a woman was ambushed in her garage, robbed, carjacked, and sexually assaulted. Fox's Kelly Hoskins joins us live from the Belleville Police Department with the latest on the search for the two attackers.